This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Massive voting has been reported for single-phase assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase of polling in West Bengal. As per the latest reports, in Tamil Nadu, around 85% voting was recorded, while in West Bengal, nearly 92% voters exercised their franchise. In Tamil Nadu, voting took place for 234 assembly seats. In West Bengal, voting took place for 152 constituencies in the first phase today. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, Election Commissioners Dr. S.S. Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi kept a close watch on the polling through live webcasting, which was ensured in all polling stations in both the states. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah expressed satisfaction with the first phase of polling in West Bengal. Addressing rallies in Balaghar and Porshura in Hooghly district, Mr. Shah said the high voter turnout in just a few hours proves that Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee's government is on the verge of collapse. He urged voters to come out fearlessly again on the 29th of April, warning that anyone who intimidates voters will face action once a BJP government is formed. In Bahrampur, Congress candidate Adhiranjan Chaudhary also expressed satisfaction regarding the voting process. Polling was also held today for assembly by-elections in Maharashtra and Gujarat. Counting of votes will take place along with Assam, Keralam and Puducherry assembly elections on the 4th of next month. As West Bengal assembly elections enter the second phase of voting, political activity has reached a feverish pitch across the state, with star campaigners from major parties stepping up outreach. Our correspondent has the details.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a rally today in Krishnanagar in Nodia, where he sharply criticized the ruling party over corruption and infiltration. Later, speaking in Mathurapur, South 24 Barganas, he promised new opportunities for fishermen in Kagdip. He also reiterated that persecuted minorities from neighboring countries would be granted citizenship under the CAA if the BJP forms government. In the evening, the Prime Minister visited Belur Mod, headquarters of Ramkrishna Mod and Ramkrishna Mission. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, while campaigning in Bau Bazar in Kolkata, accused the Prime Minister for undermining the democratic process. On the left front, CPIM leaders M.A. Baby and Brinda Karat joined a rally in Jadavpur. Shondipan Dashgupta, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
A one-day special session of the Bihar Legislative Assembly will be held tomorrow. The Assembly's in charge Secretary, Poonam Sinha, has issued the agenda for the session. Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary will move a motion of confidence in the House. The trust vote will determine whether the government enjoys the required majority support. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India has undertaken a series of structural reforms over the past decade to improve the ease of doing business and make India an attractive destination for investment. Addressing the Indian and German defence industry leaders during the Defence Investors Summit in Munich, Germany, Mr. Singh invited the German industry to co-develop and co-produce with India, particularly in the field of niche technologies. India has welcomed the announcement on the operationalization of visa-free transit for Indian nationals transiting through French airports. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs, Ranadhir Jaiswal said, the decision reflects the enduring partnership between India and France. India has also welcomed Japan's review of three principles on transfer of defense equipment and technology. In Uttarakhand's Tehri district, a tragic accident occurred today in the Chamba police station area on the Chamba-Koti Nail Road when a vehicle fell into a deep gorge, resulting in the death of eight people on board. Three individuals were rescued alive from the accident site and are having treatment at the district hospital. India's young shooters won one gold and one bronze medal today in the ISSF Junior Shooting World Cup at Cairo in Egypt. In the women's 50-meter rifle three positions event, Prachi Gaikwad clinched the gold. Meanwhile, in the men's category, Naren Pranav Vanita Suresh bagged the bronze in the 10-meters rifle event. India is leading the medals tally with two gold, four silver and three bronze medals. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings have set a target of 208 runs for Mumbai Indians in Mumbai. Mumbai Indians were 30 for 3 in 6.2 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.